It's time for
Posting and Toasting.
This is from October 22nd, 2022. Mm. Boo the crap out of Aaron Judge.
Huh.
Is that...
What?
Brandon Tierney. You know, Yankee Jet fan. Is that Sean Morash? Is that Keith McPherson? Or is that Sal Licata?
I mean, everybody there is Yankee fans.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Sal, maybe? I want to say Sal.
You're wrong.
How the heck is that
Sal Keith? Sal would never suggest.
How is that Keith?
You think it's Keith?
You're wrong.
Well, how is that BT?
You're wrong.
Kiss my fat ass!
Sean Morash, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd do it again.
What is wrong with you?
You want to have a victory tour hitting 62 homers? Don't go limp versus the Astros. Let's go.
The same team you don't fear?
I should have paid more attention to the date in 2022.
Yeah, it was late October.
October 2022.
Yeah, take all the bows you want in August, not in October, not on my watch.
Would you do that again?
Like if he struggles and the Yankees are on the verge of losing a playoff series, boo the crap out of him.
How quickly would you turn? So let's say it's divisional series against the Kansas City Royals. And it's game one, and he's 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts, and the Yankees are losing 4-1.
No, he's got Aaron Judge's earned that much leeway, but facing elimination or even the game before facing elimination, it's time to wake up, and he struggled all series? Absolutely.
Facing elimination in what round? What if you're in the World Series? Really going to boom in the World Series?
No, you can't boom in
Is he 0 for 19
series.
In the World Series? Then yes.
Rough. Mm.
There's only one guy you don't boo if you're the Yankees this year, Soto.
All right. Here's post number... I love this post. Here's post number two from April 17th, 2014.
2014?
I gotta stop myself from laughing. I apologize. Every time I see a completely bald white guy, it reminds me of some other completely bald white guy I know. Is that...
This also had a typo in it.
Completely is spelled... No, completely is spelled right.
No, every time I see a completely bad white guy...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Every time I see a completely bad white guy, it reminds me of some other completely
This person was clearly firing off too many jokes at once back then.
Yeah, I take it as bald, though. The bad doesn't...
No, of course.
Okay. Every time I see a completely bald white guy, it reminds me of some other completely bald white guy I know. All right.
What?
Is that Jerry Recco, Tiki Barber,
it's not me,
Sean Morash, or Greg Giannotti?
Gio.
You losers!
That's right, Greg Giannotti.
Hey, so who is he talking about?
I have no idea.
So he's probably talking about... Who's bald on their show?
Well, this was a long time ago. It was 2014.
This might have been when he was in Pittsburgh.
May have been when we may have been watching he may have been watching wrestling and saw like Bill Goldberg and was like, Steve Austin, same thing.
The Penguins had like three bald white coaches in a row, too.
That may have been it.
But I'm just wondering who the bald white guy he knows is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Mm. 2014 is a long time ago. Here's post number three. This is from November 9th, 2015. Hate banana cake. Sorry, some of these cracked me up. Hate banana cake. Either have a banana or have a cake. Hold on, I'm sorry. Lugie, can you read the post for me? Because I can't get through without laughing.
Okay, Tiki, this post is from November 9th, 2015. Hate banana cake. Either have a banana or have cake. Don't combine them.
Is that Al Dukes, Sean Morash, Chris McMonagle, or Greg Giannotti?
That's Sean.
Yes, it is.
That is correct, Sean Morash.
You know how I know that, Sean?
Why?
Because Sean's the only person I know that would know that banana cake isn't a thing.
It's how he ended up being a fat piece of ass.
It's banana bread.
Which is weird because I like banana bread. You sure?
Yes.
I don't like banana
pies.
There's
no such thing as banana cake.
Really?
Banana cream
pie.
When
have you ever seen a banana cake?
I never thought about it. I just assumed there was a banana cake, much like there's a carrot cake.
Have you ever had a banana cake?
No.
Ever. I've had banana cream pie, sure.
That's probably what I meant.
It's banana bread. Yeah, yes. Teak's right.
Because I like banana bread. So I also feel good about carrot cake.
I knew he's the kind of guy that would mess that up.
He's an idiot. Is what you're saying.
I'm just tired of tricks.
Do you remember tweeting that and hating banana cake but liking cake and liking banana?
How old were you then? That
2015?
Was 9 years ago?
9 years ago, so I was 28.
Do you remember tweeting this random thing out 9 years ago?
I know I have a strong take when it comes to fruits, vegetables, and cake overall, so that's not alone.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the most timely old tweet for Posted and Toasted I could find, so let's present it. It's short, it's to the point, and I think we all agree with it. August 20th, 2011. Simply put, F the Brewers. F the Brewers. yours. Who posted that? Was it Evan Roberts, Sal Licata, Greg Giannotti, or Tommy Lugauer?
Was it actually F or was it the real word?
It was literally the letter F. There was no curse. The person cleaned it up.
Oh, that's you.
You think it was me?
You're wrong. Oh,
no, I never said F the Brewers. Mm-hmm. Never have. Maybe I will today in a couple of hours. Not me.
Sal.
You're wrong.
Gio.
Pictures of your booty.
Greg Giannotti, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Three times.
And I love
Why would he...
Who knows?
He maybe 2011?
Maybe he gambled on it.
Or were they in the Pirates division? He was covering Pittsburgh.
They were in the Pirates division, but he also may have made a bet.
But was he a Pirates, like, supporter of that?
Well, I think when you're doing sports talk radio in Pittsburgh, you probably are supporting the team doing
it?
Well.
He faked it?
Yeah. Let me teach you something, Tiki. Most people in this business fake it. And most women that probably happen would fake it.
You too? You've been told that? Also, Tiki, you should know my father has chimed in.
Yes.
Entenmann's makes banana cake. That was very prevalent in my house growing up.
Oh. I've never had that.
See? You got to apologize.
I never have seen it.
My dad loves everything flavored banana.
Mm. Banana cake from Entenmann's.
You better apologize to the banana cake community.
What's the sugar content in that thing?
Tiki, have you seen my waist? There's probably a lot.
In honor of the F the Brewers tweet by Gio, I am going to tweet out a picture of it in support because I agree with him.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could all
You're not going to do it yourself because you don't want to be lewd.
I don't mind tweeting F the Brewers. I just think
board material.
I mean, I can do it myself. But just I kind of like having an old one that I can go to. It's completely out of context and random. But guess what? I think Gio would agree as a Met fan. And I am a Met fan. And most of us are, you know, at least rooting for the Mets. Even if you're not a Met fan, we all agree with the sentiment. And the credit goes to Gio. He was saying F the Brewers before any of us was. So I want to give him the proper credit. Why should I steal credit from him? So I'm posting that right now. It says F the Brewers. I'm going to say I agree.